One of the stories that I wanted to get to today, because of course it is hugely important in the work that is done every single day at the Zebra Child and Advocacy Center, hugely important. And that work, though, gosh, I wish we didn't have to do it. Gosh, I wish the Zebra Center didn't need to be there, but it does need to be there more now than ever. Emmy Steubing is the CEO of the Zebra Child and Advocacy Center. Emmy joining me this afternoon as the center marks 20 years in Edmonton. 20 years, Emmy, my goodness.
Yes, and not only just in Edmonton, but we're marking 20 years, but we were the first child advocacy center in all of Canada. So it's something that I think Edmonton can be really proud of. But we're definitely celebrating this milestone. We're reflecting on the decades of impact, and we're looking forward to the future and helping many more kids.
So when you take a look and when you take a look back and you reflect on the impact of the Zebra Center, you know, what comes to mind?
What comes to mind for me, I'll actually share a bit of an anecdote, to be honest. Mm-hmm. People always say to me, oh, it must be so sad working at the Zebra mm-hmm. Center. And, you know, I always turn it around and I say, actually, no. I mean, I know the kids who come to the Zebra Center have been through something pretty terrible. But I also know that once they get there, they're in really good hands. They're surrounded by a whole multidisciplinary team of professionals, of police officers, children's services, Alberta Health Services, Alberta Justice, all these people working together to help these kiddos to get past what happened and hopefully on a journey towards healing. So I'm just so glad that more than 20 years ago, some great community members had the forethought that mm-hmm. to say, you know, kids shouldn't be going to police stations after they've been hurt. We should be taking care of them in a child-friendly place. Yeah. I'm so glad that people had the forethought to create the Zebra Center, and I'm just lucky to get to keep it going.
Emmy Steubing joining me this afternoon. Emmy, when you take a look at that and you take a look at the center and the way that it's developed over the years, the way it's moved, the way it's adapted, the way it's pivoted, all of those mm-hmm. words, right? When you take a look at other centers like this, are there other centers like Zebra out there? Or I'm curious to know if other centers are modeled on Zebra.
Yes. Well, there's another large, we're the busiest child advocacy center in Alberta. And there's another large one in Calgary. It's called Luna. It was formerly known as the Sheldon Kennedy Center. Mm-hmm. There's also a quite large one in Red Deer. And then there's about five other smaller ones in Grand Prairie, Fort McMurray, just in some of the smaller in Lethbridge. They don't all, quite frankly, a lot of them are still developing. They're still bringing in partners. They don't have all the same services. Zebra is really, like I say, we have all these we have six wonderful partners right on site delivering their supports. And so I'm hoping that as more child advocacy centers emerge and are hopefully supported, the big part is about the support, that more communities will have resources like this. So, but because other communities don't have these resources, what we see, like last year, about 1,000 of the kids who came to Zebra came from out of town, all the way from Northwest Territories down to Edmonton. So we really are helping all around Northern Alberta.
And we're seeing we're seeing a rise in numbers in rural communities, aren't we? Any idea what's going on there?
Well, I think it's twofold. One, I'm always, again, I'm the optimist here, but I believe more people are reporting, and that's so important. We can't help if we don't know. So if you see something, report it. But then secondly, all over the province, all over North America, I believe that child advocacy centers and our partners are seeing a rise in really complex cases, especially relating to things like online luring and internet crimes. So, for example, in those instances, there might be one bad person luring dozens or more young people. And then all those kids need to come for interviews and potentially navigate the justice system and potentially need therapy. So there's just really complex cases happening more and more.
So last year, what, just over 3,800 3,800 children. That just, that breaks my heart. And you know that the number is higher because not everything does get reported.
Yeah, absolutely.
How do you wrap your head around that?
And that last year, that was about a 35% increase of 2020. And I'll just say 2020 was actually a 20% increase over 2019 numbers. So we've really seen a huge growth over the past few years. What I am seeing, though, this year is we're trending on about par with where we were last year. Okay. So we're not forecasting like another 20 or 30% increase for 2022, which is, I think, a good thing. But we're busier than ever. And that's actually been a challenge in the Zebra Center because we only have so much space. We only have 4 interview rooms. Yeah. We only have 6 family rooms. So it sometimes means there can be a bit of a delay for people to come into the center, which we don't want. So we're actually exploring potentially a move of some sort into a larger facility. So change will be coming in the years to come. Stay tuned.
So, Emmy, when a child is hurt and when this process begins, how does that start? Do they automatically get referred to Zebra? Is it through the, how do they go there and not the police station?
Yeah. So as soon as abuse is reported either to police or there's a children's hotline that's through Children's Services, a child abuse hotline, as soon as it's reported, those agencies then will refer that file to the Zebra team. Okay. And what happens is every day, I can tell you at 9 a.m. every morning at the Zebra Center, representatives from all of our partners sit around an intake table and they review every file that's come in from the day before. Mm. And some of them, I believe last year that there were just over 1,700 files discussed at the intake table. Mm. Now, not all of them end up coming to Zebra. Sometimes the cases that they decide to be, I don't know, for whatever reason, they might not pursue them or they might be passed on to another agency. But of the 1,700 cases that came were discussed last year, about 1,666 were actually then brought in as Zebra files. So, and then basically that team, our multidisciplinary team, make a game plan for that child. And it might be bring them in for a preliminary conversation and perhaps a forensic interview, have them tell their story. Yeah. And when they tell their story, we video record that. So then they don't need to tell it over and over and over, which can be re-traumatizing. Yeah. And then from there, it just depends on is this going to go to court? Does the child need therapy right now? Do they need medical? All of these things. So it's just a custom plan to look after that child and their needs.
Well, Emmy, the 20th anniversary, and as I said, I wish we didn't need the center, but I think we are blessed to have it in our community for people across Alberta, as you mentioned, all the way up into the Northwest Territories.
Yeah.
Now, having said that, I mean, donations are a huge part of the center and help keep it running. Right now, if people make a donation, EPCOR is going to match. Tell me about that.
Yeah, no, EPCOR, we're so excited because EPCOR has joined us as a great partner this year. And in honor of our 20th anniversary, they're matching donations through the month of October. And with that, that's all sort of going to be culminating. We're also planning we're calling it the Show Your Stripes Soiree, basically a birthday party on October the 20th. Notice the 20 theme going on. And honestly, the birthday party. Yes, there will be some fun elements like a silent auction and a photo booth with our facility dogs. But really, it's just meant to be a fun celebratory night of, we know that this is a difficult topic, and we know that this is traumatic, but we've also achieved so much in helping so many kids, and we do want to celebrate that. So October's our birthday month.
All right. Well, Emmy, look forward to hearing more about it. Look forward to chatting with you more in the future. Thanks for joining me this afternoon. Appreciate it. Thanks for the update.
And thank you for being such a great champion for our cause, Jalen. It means a lot.
You betcha. Emmy Stubbe joining us this afternoon, the CEO of the Zebra Child and Advocacy Center, just doing amazing, amazing work.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.